This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The idea is to help prevent food poisoning. The government's issuing a new ruling this morning. The AP's Donna Warder.
U.S. agriculture officials say poultry producers will be required to bring salmonella bacteria levels in certain chicken products to very low levels to prevent food poisoning. The regulations take effect in 2025. At that point, salmonella will be considered an adulterant, a contaminant that can cause foodborne illness when it's detected above certain levels in frozen breaded and stuffed raw chicken products. Donna Warder, Washington.
Protests are continuing at college campuses across the nation. Students demanding colleges cut financial ties to Israel, which is battling Hamas. One big university has now canceled a graduation ceremony. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
People united will never be defeated.
Student demonstrations and tensions are growing on the Los Angeles campus. USC has announced the big May 10th commencement ceremony is now canceled. It comes a day after 90 people were arrested on campus. One was cited for having a weapon. There will still be dozens of individual school ceremonies that day with caps, gowns, and diplomas. But the main event is canceled, as was the valedictorian speech announced last week, prompting anger among some students. I'm Jackie Quinn.
At Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York, David Pecker will return to the witness stand today. Defense attorneys will try to poke holes in his testimony. He's the former National Enquirer publisher who's described helping bury embarrassing stories that Donald Trump feared would hurt his campaign. In Beijing, Secretary of State Antony Blinken met this morning with China's President Xi Jinping. Blinken warned about the dangers of any miscalculations between the two nations. This is AP News. Americans are having fewer babies. The AP's Shelley Adler.
U.S. births fell last year. A little under 3.6 million babies were born in 2023. That's according to provisional statistics released by the CDC. That's about 76,000 fewer than the year before, and the lowest one-year tally since 1979. Nicholas Mark is a University of Wisconsin researcher who studies how social policy and other factors influence health and fertility.
The level of fertility that we're seeing is not super low. It's very similar to European countries. This is not like something to be alarmed about at all.
The provisional numbers released by the CDC are based on more than 99.9% of the birth certificates filed last year. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Dow dropped 375 points yesterday. The S&P fell 23 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.